Today is the 2nd of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So welcome to your new month. Welcome to the month of July. Welcome to the 7th month of 2018. And we are definitely going to give thanks to God today because He has seen us through another month. He has allowed us to see another day, and He has allowed us to experience this beautiful, beautiful thing we call earth. And so with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Zechariah 14 verse 9, and it says this: "The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day there will be one Lord, and His name the only name. Great Almighty Lord, work to bring Yourself glory, not only in me or in us, but in Your people and in our time of history. Father, with all our heart, we pray for Your name to be reverenced in all the earth. Do mighty works that show Your control and sovereignty to help Your people, bring others to call on Your name and to praise Your grace. This we ask in Your holy and precious name." And so if you are new here to Heart of Worship, I would like to use this opportunity to welcome you into the family. If this is your first time here, we welcome you, we love you, and we appreciate you for taking the time to worship with us today. And here on Mondays, we use Mondays to thank God for the week past and to give Him glory for the week ahead. And so, family, will you begin to lift up your voice and thank Him? Begin to lift up your voice and glorify Him. Begin to lift up your voice and reverence Him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We honor You on this day. Father God, we honor You because You are great. We honor You because You are King. We honor You because You are marvelous. Wherever you are right now, at whatever time of day you're listening to this, begin to lift up your voice and just thank Him. Exalt Him. Exalt Him. Begin to lift up your voice and exalt Him. Thank Him for the week past. The Bible says that we should thank Him in all circumstances. So I don't care what you went through last week. And that is not to sound rude. It's just so that you understand that God wants you to praise Him despite everything you go through. And so, with due respect, I don't care what you went through last week, but I want you to give God thanks because He brought you through it. So whether you've had a rough week, whether you've had a tiring week, whether you were just fed up, thank God that He wrote your name on the list to say, on this day, on this year, he or she will wake up. He or she will see the month of July. He or she will see the end of 2018. Because this very thing that we take for granted, which is life, not a lot of people are experiencing what you're experiencing right now. And so wherever you are, just begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift it up and worship. Worship. The Bible says in Psalms 99 verse 5, it says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. Holy is He. Holy is He."
For there is no place we would rather be
than at your footstool, O God, worshipping you, exalting your name, joining with the angels crying, holy is our God. Begin to lift up your voice and sing that I will not be silent. My heart, my soul, my mind, my family, my whole being will not be silent, because I will always worship you, my King. I will always worship you, my Prince of Peace. Adonai, Yahweh, we will always, always, always worship you. As long as there is breath in my body, as long as there is life in my bones, as long as there is blood running through my veins, I will worship you. I will worship you. Makata rabasende bosha kata. Iketere boshanda rababa babasi ketere boshanda. Ekete boshanda rabasi ketere boshanda rabasi ketere boshakata. Oh Father, we glorify you, we glorify you, we glorify you. We honor you, we honor you today. We honor you today. We honor you today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for just for being God. We thank you, Yahweh, 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 we thank you. Oh God, mandarabase ketebo shakata, iketerebo shanda rabase ketebo shanda, iketerebo shanda rabase ketebo. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much, so much to be grateful for. Yeah, yeah. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Oh, hey, hey, hey. The Bible says in Psalms 40 verse 3, it says, He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. I want put your trust to be in Him today, because God is going to put a new song in your mouth. He's going to put a new song in your mouth, and it's going to praise our God. And as you do that, and as He does that, many will see it and fear, because they don't understand what you've been through. They don't understand the gifting and the calling on your life. They don't understand your purpose. They don't have to understand, but you and God do. You and God know exactly the journey you have been on. And so when God puts that new song in your mouth, I want you to sing it aloud. I don't care if we look silly. I don't care if we look stupid. I don't care if we look foolish. You remember the story of when David was dancing, and he danced vigorously. He looked like a fool in his wife's eyes. He looked stupid in his wife's eyes. But David came back with shade. David came back with shade, and David said to her, "Not even your father and brothers God called to the throne, but He called me. He surpassed your family completely. And God is going to grant you such favor. God is going to grant you such access that you're going to sit back and think to yourself, how? 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 And this new song is going to be birthed out of you, out of a place of hope, out of a place of trust, out of the place of fear and reverence and obedience. You're going to praise God, and people around you are going to look at you and see it. They're going to be fearful because they don't understand where you are at right now. But you do, because you have trust in Him. Yeah. Oh, is your name. How I love You. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, mandaraba seketele boshanda. You know, as I look outside and I look into the sky, I just can't help but thank God. I can't help but thank God. How is it, Father, that You have allowed the sun to come out right now and allowed the moon to come out at night? How is it that You know exactly the time that the clouds need to be in place? How is it that You know exactly the wind ratio or the speed of the wind that we need on this earth to keep it running? How is it that You know everything? Why is it that You know it? It's because He is God. He is God, our consistent waymaker. So I'm going to leave you for the next minute, and I just want you to close your eyes and allow Him to speak through you today. I want you to close your eyes and thank Him. Family, thank Him from the bottom of your heart. With everything I've got, my heart will sing how I love You. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. So our declaration of the day says this: I declare Ephesians 3:20 over my life. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Because I honor Him, His blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. And so, Father, our prayer this week is how we praise and thank you, Father, that you are a God who is mighty in strength and who fully understands the frailties and fears that we face in our daily lives. And so we come to you to ask you your abundant grace and never failing strength, Father, so that we may face life's difficulties with confidence, knowing that your grace is sufficient to deal with every eventuality, for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. How we praise you that your good purposes towards our children never change, towards us never change. Father, we thank you that you have promised to finish a good work in us and to carry it on to completion until the day of Christ, to your praise and glory. Father, give us your grace and strength to pray, to face all issues, Father, we may encounter today with a heart that is willing to pray. Thy will, not mine, be done. Help us to be a living sacrifice unto you, which we know can only be achieved as we die to self daily and live moment by moment for Christ, to whom all the praise and glory is due. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. So if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship today, welcome to the Heart of Worship family. It is an honor to be worshiping with you and to be leading you in worship today. Also, please, if it's your first time or even if you just want to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. Please send me a message, please send me a DM and I will respond to you. I love connecting with you, so please stay connected to me. Also, guys, I also want to let you know that the tickets and registration for Mothers and Worship, which is taking place on the 4th of August, is now available. I'm very excited about this, so please head over to Eventbrite and type in Mothers and Worship and you will find it there. We have tickets that are £5. If you're coming in a group of two, it will be £8.50, and if you're coming in a group of four, it's £15. So invite all the mothers you know, invite all your friends, let us worship together. Also, we continue tomorrow with our Heart of Declaration. If you want to tune into that early in the morning and then jump straight onto this afterwards, by all means do it. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. Bye.